I don't intend to enumerate particular cases where things appear to have gone wrong, where hospital care seemed to have been lacking slightly, where people are threatening litigation and so on. It's pointless. Every hospital is going to have those sorts of problems from time to time, and they're not unique to Basildon. But Basildon has its own particular circumstances, its own particular difficulties. What do you see as the primary problems, the key problems, facing you over the next 5 years?
I think it goes back to that challenge that we have, where we have in Basildon itself an ageing population. We have got, obviously we've got community provision, but that community provision is insufficient to be able to cope with the ever-increasing numbers of patients attending our A&E department. So, for example, when I first arrived here, if we had 300 patients arriving in the A&E department every day, we would think that that was a very busy day. The average was normally between 250 and 260. Now, actually, on a daily basis, it's more like 340 to 350, and we have had days when we've had 400 patients arrive in our A&E department in the last 6 months or so. So that rising demand at a time when costs are rising also, but the funding is being constrained. And public expectation, quite rightly, is very high that they're going to receive good quality personalised care with all the latest drugs and technology that's available. So for us, it's about making sure that we continue to improve that quality, but recognising that financially things are going to be very much tighter and the demands on the hospital are going to increase. So there's a number of ways that we need to do that.
Yep. But the investment specifically in A&E that you made and is proving valuable is surely not so much a reflection upon the requirements of an A&E, but the deficiencies in the GP service, that more people rushing to A&E rather than to their GP as the first point of call?
I think it's two or threefold. The population is ageing, and therefore their need for hospital care is increasing. We know that, our patients know that if they come to the A&E department, they will be seen promptly, and that does tend to encourage perhaps some people to come at a time that's convenient to them rather than having to make an appointment. But we are working closely with our GP colleagues and with our local commissioning groups who are responsible for primary care to ensure that we're helping to manage that demand outside of hospital in whatever way we can to. Because actually, it's not necessarily always the best thing to come to hospital, particularly if you're old and frail. Often if you end up in a hospital bed, it should really be seen as the last resort. You know, people get infections, if they have dementia, they tend to become more confused and more disorientated, and it becomes ever more difficult to be independent in the home. So we want to work around things like frailty projects to ensure that we're putting the services and the support where patients need them, which may not always be in the hospital. And I think we see increasingly that our role is not just to sit on top of the hill in Basildon and responding to all comers, but to take our services out to the local population and to be promoting health and well-being as well as providing health services. Because actually it's only through getting better at prevention will we ever stem the tide of the rising demand.
And you see that as the key focus for the next 5 years?
Certainly, I think that is the case. We've got some specialist services here, like our cardiothoracic centre, which we want to grow and develop and provide a service for perhaps a wider population. That's certainly an ambition of ours. But working with our local community partners to ensure that the elderly and those with long-term conditions get a better deal, actually, from health services locally, that we join up, that we communicate, that people aren't passed from pillar to post, and that people are known, and that we share information with consent and appropriately, so that patients don't feel that they're in the middle of a ping pong, but they're actually owned and managed and have their own key workers that can be responsible for their care.
And any other sort of major investments, new buildings, new developments that you're looking forward to?
We've got a big capital programme over the next couple of years. And the biggest of those, we are looking to approve at our December board meeting. It will be around the Women and Children's Service, because actually the paediatric, the children's services, the wards are not in very good condition. They aren't big enough. They don't have much natural light, and really not really fit for purpose in a modern NHS. So we're looking to invest significant amounts of money there. And we've also got a number of other schemes this year, which again help to give us some facilities to support patients more as day cases. A medical day unit is one area we're looking at, where at the moment patients would have to be admitted for tests, for some tests. We're looking to try and have a facility that we can provide those tests as an outpatient. And of course that's good for the patients and it's good for the hospital overall.
That certainly sounds a serious, a whole raft of exciting things. The inspections that you have, the people coming in, these are presumably sprung on you at very short notice.
So the CQC, for example, the Care Quality Commission, can come in at any time unannounced, and several of our regulatory bodies can do that. In my time here, I've had 6 inspections, either by the CQC or through the KEO review process. I do expect that to significantly slow down. But we do our own internal unannounced visits, and the CCG, the commissioning group, also do unannounced visits. So we are never complacent. We never feel that we're not open to any inspection coming in, and we would hope to be providing that same quality and standard day in, day out consistently, because you know, it is pointless trying to prepare for an inspection. What you have to be is operating at a good standard all of the time.